All right, let's hear now from some musicians who gather in Paris. These are artists who are engineers, psychiatrists, accountants, or teachers by day. They're amateurs. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on an amateur piano festival taking place. It is not a competition. It is a celebration of music.
Les Amateurs Virtuoses is 1 week filled with 10 concerts, 6 masterclasses, and 27 artists from around the world who all have day jobs but love to play the piano.
I am Jean Lombardo. I live in Paris. For me, it's a passion since I am 7 years old. The first time I have listening the first concerto of Chopin, and for me it was wonderful. I have a feeling that something special happened. For me, the piano is it's a way also to go very far away from your daily life.
Dale Bacchus from Colorado Springs installs satellite systems for the Air Force, but today he's playing Beethoven. Bacchus got a master's in music and engineering. He never thought he had the discipline to play professionally, and at one point he even gave up music for a couple years. And then one day...
I heard the Brahms piano concerto come on, and I had performed that at University of Michigan in my master's, and I heard it on the radio, and I just started bawling my eyes out. I don't think it's a choice. I think it's more of a calling. You don't have a choice.
Bacchus is getting instruction from professional Russian pianist Rina Sharashevskaya. These are known as master classes.
Yes, thank you very much.
The audience is riveted during the hour-long rigorous exchange that provides a window into an intricate world of music and emotion that most of us will never know.
No, Beethoven, he wrote that it's...
Julian Kurtz, who is one of the founders of this festival, says the masterclasses erase the line between professional and amateur, which he doesn't think should be there anyway.
If you look at it in the etymological meaning, amateur means the one who loves. So that's what we mean when we say this word amateur, which unfortunately has sometimes a bad connotation. We mean it in a lover way. So that's what it is all about.
Kurtz came up with the idea for the festival when competing in an international competition himself in Boston. He realized then there are lots of contests, but nothing for the pure pleasure of playing. Many amateurs consider going professional at one point or another, but Kurtz says there are so many good pianists there's not room for everyone, no matter how good you are.
And second problem is the harshness of the career. It's very difficult. You are under a lot of pressure all the time, and so that it's actually a lot more pleasant to be performing as an amateur just for the sake of playing.
The Festival of Amateur Virtuosi actually takes place twice a year, once in Paris, and recently in Brazil, Russia, Argentina, Hungary, and this year Germany. Participants must have reached the finals in an international competition. Russian financial analyst and a computer software engineer are playing a duet from Prokofiev's Cinderella Ballet. Polina Rendak says music and her career are complementary.
Well, yeah, I'm happy that music stayed my hobby, maybe not a profession, but a hobby, because it really helps you distract from the world of numbers and this quantitative job.
Rendak met her music and life partner, Mikhail Dubov, in 2011 in an extracurricular piano class while they were both studying in Moscow.
Music making together is the most intimate form of communication. It's incredibly emotionally binding.
Dubov says it's something really special, which is nearly impossible to describe with words. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.